piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Our Greg Patent has been whizzing around the world. You went to Mexico.
For the past few years, I've been teaching at Rancho La Puerta, which is this lovely spa that has been in existence for over 72 years. It's about an hour and a quarter east of San Diego, right across the border in Baja. One thing I've learned from Rancho La Puerta is the importance of vegetables in our diet. When I teach there, I have access to a 6-acre organic garden right outside the cooking school. At the ranch kitchen, which is where we eat all of our meals, we have umpteen vegetables that are prepared for us. This time, I paid close attention to not only how many vegetables we ate, but the variety of vegetables and how the ranch cooks decided to incorporate more vegetables in our diet. We have plenty of choice there. So after I got back, I thought, it would be a good idea for us to talk about not only the importance of vegetables, but they're so delicious and they are so good for us, and talk about how to include more of them every day in our food.
Many of us don't really have a very clear idea of what's actually available and how to get it into our meals.
You're cooking with a fresh ingredient and you're not using a processed food. At breakfast, for example, at Rancho La Puerta, they always have salsas. You can have scrambled eggs, which will have cooked vegetables in the egg.
Yeah.
And then you put a salsa on top of it. And then you have a corn tortilla, which is made fresh there. Then there's all kinds of other options for you in terms of fruit as well. So you have a lot of fruit, a lot of vegetables at breakfast. Makes a very satisfying meal. And it holds you until lunchtime. Mm-hmm. And then at lunch, there's always a composed salad.
I see.
Which will be various lettuces, and there may be some cut up cucumber and maybe some celery and some shredded carrot and maybe some cherry tomatoes. And there are dressings that you can put on that are low fat dressings that are created at the ranch. And then there's always boatloads of cooked vegetables. Very often there'll be a fish taco, for example, which will have a coleslaw as part of its dressing.
Uh-huh.
And coleslaw, John, as you know, is a great way to have a lot of vegetables in one's diet.
Because
we have a red cabbage, we have a green cabbage, we have carrots, you can have jicama, peppers, And your dressing can be a vinaigrette, and coleslaw keeps really, really well in the refrigerator. And then you'll have steamed vegetables and roasted vegetables. Cauliflower is great roasted. Of course, when you're at the ranch and all this is done for you, it's very easy to eat 10 or more vegetables every day. But when you're at home and you're cooking and you're thinking, well, how am I going to do this?
I think we have to start with when you're shopping. What are the choices that you're going to make as you go through the produce section?
Broccoli seems to be always in season. Cauliflower seems to always be around. Mm-hmm. Those are very delicious and highly nutritious. One thing that you can do that is really quite easy is to cut the florets off the cauliflower and the broccoli. Save the broccoli stems. You can peel them. And then you can either cut them up into sections and use them in a stir fry, for example, or you can shred them and put them into coleslaw. But if you have your fairly large florets, then you can blanch them in boiling water. Cook them for a few minutes to fix the color and to partially cook them, and then drain them and put them in very cold water for a few minutes until they're totally cold. Then you drain them and pat them dry. If you make a quantity of them, you can stash a bunch of it in the refrigerator for a number of days, and the rest you can just heat up some olive oil with some garlic and some freshly chopped herbs, and then reheat your cauliflower or your broccoli, and then pour this olive oil sauce over them, and that's a perfectly wonderful side dish.
We always have root vegetables available.
What I did at the ranch was I made a polenta pie. I cooked up soft polenta. I put some of it in a big casserole, and then I made a filling of spinach and leeks, some parsley and other seasonings, turned that into a filling, put that over this layer of cooked polenta, and then added another layer on top, and then sprinkled some cheese on top of that and popped it in the oven, and it was just absolutely wonderful. I liked it so much that listeners can go to mtpr.org and get that recipe. Baked polenta with spinach and leeks.
Leafy vegetables are particularly good.
Yes, and chard is great. Kale is great. You need to cook chard, but not very long. Kale should also be cooked, unless you have the baby kale, in which case you can make salads out of it. I had a pizza last night with a little bit of mozzarella, some Parmesan, and I baked that. And then when I took it out, I made an arugula salad, and I put it right on top of the hot pizza.
Right.
And so I had a salad and pizza in one dish.
Why, you're so cunning. Pay attention to that.
Once you get into the right mode, it's easy.
In our future broadcasts, we've got to come back to this topic regularly.
Yes.
Ideas for incorporating vegetables in the diet.
Exactly.
And also, we want to remind you to come back to
the food guys.
Breakfast.